WGN. Eric Zorn, have you read the book Boomtown, by the way?
I haven't, but I understand that the anecdote you described about people who jumped the gun is why they're called the Oklahoma Sooners. Is that right?
Oh, to get there sooner than the other people?
I think that's correct, or that may just be
apocryphal
mythological folklore, but I think that's where the term Sooners comes from. I'll bet someone in the WGN listening audience will know the answer to that.
312-981-7200. It's funny, the book is so filled with that kind of detail. I'm surprised I haven't read that yet. If I did, I sure don't recall it. Eric Zorn's on a phone. He generally joins us Tuesdays at this time, the Picayune Sentinel publisher. It's a weekly newsletter, and Eric will email it to you, ericzorn@gmail.com. I suggest that you subscribe to it as well. Become a lifetime member. How are you, Mr. Z?
I'm good, John. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Eric is also a member of the Mincing Rascals podcast, whence he last Wednesday said, you know, Sunday night football is going to get more viewers than World Cup soccer Sunday morning. I took that bet. I always lose bets. I never win bets. I won this, bet,
right.
Didn't I?
You did win this bet, John. You and I were texting during the soccer match, whatever they call it. it was an amazingly good game, right? I mean, anyone who loves sports would know that it was, you know, a titanic battle between two, you know, the emerging superstar against the aging superstar, and the tie game, and you know, the whole thing was just riveting, and I was a little bit worried as we were going along that I was going to lose that bet, because the Sunday night game was a good game between the New York Giants and the Washington Commanders, but it didn't quite live up to the ratings of the World Cup in the U.S. and I really thought, you know, Americans love football, real football, American football, and it generally outdraws soccer or association football, as some people call it. And I thought, well, you know, even the most important soccer game of the last 4 years is not going to get more viewers in the U.S. than the regular season NFL game with modest consequences. Neither of these teams are going to the Super Bowl in all likelihood. And I was wrong. The ratings were quite a bit better for the World Cup match. Yeah. Even just the basic ratings on Fox were better than the ratings on NBC for the game. And then that doesn't even include Telemundo. And the article that producer Pete found pointed out that it also didn't include the number of viewers who watched the World Cup final in restaurants and bars, which is sort of a traditional way for people to watch a really important game like that. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people around the country are going to a restaurant or a bar to watch the Giants and the Commanders play on Sunday night.
That was my view too. And now I'm getting somewhat conflicting information about how many people that was, but if you just looked at the TV ratings per se, Fox and Telemundo, it's 22 million to 15.3 million. And you said maybe the most important soccer match in 4 years, maybe ever. The defending champ against the team long denied, the aging superstar versus Mbappe, the up-and-coming superstar who our Austin Bergen, our podcast, said it's almost impossible to take your eyes off him when he's on the field. And I found myself riveted to both him and Messi as well. I need to just take a quick phone call, Eric. Terry, you're on WGN Radio. What can we do for you?
Hello.
Hi.
It is Boomer Sooner. That is because of the land rush. And the OU fight song has Boomer Sooners, Boomer Sooners. So it is a thing.
Thank you for not singing any more of the Oklahoma Sooner fight song.
That's all I know. I lived there in the 80s, and I worked for the governor. And driving around Oklahoma City, people, you know, oil people with their big Cadillacs and longhorns on their hoods, their horn would play that song.
Wow. You know, it's funny. Some states really do love their association with their state. Minnesotans couldn't be prouder to be from Minnesota. I would imagine Texans, maybe Oklahomans. Illinoisans, not so much.
Okies take it seriously.
How about it? Hey, thanks for the help on that, Terry.
Sure.
Have a good day. The things we learn, Eric, just, talking to our listeners.
Yeah, I was wrong about the viewership of the World Cup, but I was right that WGN listeners would know the answer to that. So I guess we're kind of even, huh?
No. So you also, I just wanted to ask you one more thing just to get your thoughts on, and we'll pick it up here after a quick break. the way the match ended then. They did two 15-minute overtime periods, which was the plan, regardless of who scores first. You had two full 15 minutes, better than, say, the NFL. The ratings almost doubled during that period of time, by the way, as the world or the country caught up with it. But then as a way of determining the outcome of something that happens once every 4 years, what do you say about that? Eric Zorn, I want to get to the prediction part of this conversation, but what do you make of finishing then that climactic World Cup final with a shootout?
I really don't like it at all. I don't like shootouts in hockey. I don't like them in soccer. And I particularly don't like them when we're talking about the most, like I said, the most important game for the last 4 years. And you made the case that it's the most important soccer game
ever in recent history.
Anyway,
it's the only one I've watched. So a limited pool of information for me, but still keep going.
And there's just got to be a better way than turning it into a skills contest, a one-on-one contest. It's a team game. And to have it turn into it would be like having a baseball game decided by a home run derby contest, or maybe the Masters tournament decided by a miniature golf shootout or something, or a free throw contest at the end of an NBA game.
Well, you wrote, see who can get the most aces in a tennis match at the end. I think that's kind of appropriate.
Or a game of horse between the two best players on basketball teams. It just all of a sudden takes this incredible game. I mean, and I admit that soccer is an amazing thing to watch, especially at that level. And it turns it into, and in some ways, the penalty shootout, it's a matter of luck. I mean, it's, you know, the goalie dives one way and you kick it the other way. And, but of course there's a lot of skill involved in it, but it is still a skills contest.
No, it's a guessing contest by the goalie too. And I thought that was one thing that Messi seemed to do so much smarter than everybody else. I mean, he would just slowly draw his leg back. It was a very patient penalty kicks by him, and he'd kind of wait for the guy to commit himself, and then he'd kick it the other way. Not everybody seemed to do it that way, but boy, he sure seemed to be certain that he knew where to put the ball, you know?
Yeah, it was fun. He would approach the ball kind of slowly. You're thinking, what's he doing? And then he sees a little twitch in the keeper. And then he kicks the other way. It's kind of an amazing feat. But you know, why not decide it? Either maybe do things like they do in hockey, where you take a player off, each team takes a player off the field, and mm-hmm. you've just got like three or four people playing. Or decide it with corner kicks. Corner kicks are very exciting. It's part of the team game, and ultimately someone's going to score on a corner kick. I like the way football does it. I think maybe the way to have done this would be to have what's called the golden goal. Playoff thing where in these overtime periods, just the first team that scores a goal wins, instead of having a 2 15-minute periods, because you know there were two goals scored in the overtime period, which I thought, my instinct, the first time the goal was scored, was, well, that's the end of the game, and then I realized, oh no, it goes on. And I just feel like when you have a game of this importance, there's got to be a better way to keep it the basic spirit of the game, rather than there are various ways that they have made efforts to go like down to 3-on-3, or to have a different kind of skill thing. Like in hockey, at least the shootout is kind of like gameplay, right? It's not somebody standing there at 15 feet with doing slap shots. The guy skates the length of the player skates the length of the ice and tries to deke the goalie. And that's kind of part of hockey, a lot more than just like a penalty shot from a certain spot. So I really, it's like, I didn't like it. I thought it was a really anticlimactic.
I was happy. Go ahead, Eric. Finish that thought.
I know there are people who think it's extremely dramatic, and it is completely dramatic. It's just dramatic in a totally different way than a soccer game is dramatic.
Let's just talk about the year end. You and your Picayune Sentinel will ask questions in a sort of survey fashion. I've got a couple for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Will Trump be criminally convicted of anything in 2023?
Well, I can answer that right now. He will not be convicted of anything, because you look at how long it takes the federal government to bring people to trial. Think of Alderman Burke, who's been indicted for like the last 4 years. I think it's a great question to ask whether Trump is going to be criminally indicted by either the state or the federal government. But he's never going to, not in a year will he go to trial.
Do you think he'll be indicted? Will they actually bring charges?
I do think so, yes. That'd be my guess. What about you?
I don't know anything. Boy, I hope that doesn't surface as a promo.
John Williams. He doesn't know anything.
It's just so hard to predict. He's so slippery. You're inclined to say no, but the evidence is overwhelming. I'll say yes. Will Joe Biden run again?
See, I think that he will. And as you know, if you're a Mincing Rascals listeners, you know that I hope that he doesn't.
Ditto here.
With all respect to octogenarians, that's a very hard job. He was a very good transitional president to a new era. But the Democratic Party, which is just now getting rid of its antiquated leadership, has got to move into the next century. And that's going to involve people who were born after 1950, let's hope.
Who will win more games, the Cubs or the White Sox in 2023?
Oh, the White Sox will win more games, I think, for sure. I think.
Will Elon Musk own Twitter at the end of 2023?
I would say no. What about you?
Here again, there's a few people that are just so hard to predict. I'd put Kanye West in that conversation as well as the, three people who are vying for least likable Americans or people on the planet, for that matter. Oh, you'd have to put Putin in that conversation. Anyway, I would say...
Putin against Kanye West. Okay.
I know. Let's just limit it to Americans because Putin is... the worst human there is right now.
Yes, he's in a class by himself.
Will Musk still own it? I would say he'll own it. Will he be CEO? I would say no. I will say he's going to turn it over because the shiny object will have lost its focus for him and he'll be on to something else. He'll still own it because he won't be able to get the money out back for it, but I don't think he'll manage it anymore. How about you?
Yeah, I think that Twitter will probably declare bankruptcy or something, because it is really in decline these days. I've noticed that the quality of tweets is going down, the number of people who are just abandoning it. They feel like they can no longer be associated with this crazy guy who's running it, that even your own, even if you're not contributing to the poison that's there, your eyeballs are in some small way lining his pockets as empty as they might be. So I'm thinking that Twitter either won't exist or declare bankruptcy. I don't think he'll want anything to do with it at the end of the day. I think he'll cut his losses and get out because it's not helping his other brands. Tesla stock is down and people are embarrassed to own Teslas now because they're associated with this, with Elon Musk. So I think this is just bad business all around. He's going to get out.
One last one. Who's going to win the next mayor's race in Chicago?
I'm going to go with Chuy Garcia. Hope about you. I mean, it's just a guess.
Well, that's the logical guess right now. Why doesn't Willie Wilson show us taxes? That's not a
why poll. Doesn't he?
Yeah. Why didn't he reveal his income tax statement?
I don't know. It's weird that he doesn't do what Donald Trump did and just say, "Hey, I'll show them to you. I just have to get them ready." And then they would just never show up.
Yeah, shuffling paper sounds. I got them right here. I'll have them to you right after the election, I promise. All right, we are out of time. Eric Zorn, you can read him in the Picayune Sentinel. Email ericzorn@gmail.com, and he'll add you to the mailing list. And you'll hear him tomorrow in the next edition of the Mincing Rascals podcast. Thank you, Mr. Z.
Thanks, John.
That's Eric Zorn.